A quick word from our new sponsor. I want to tell you about the newest company joining the Hash Sports family, and we're stoked about it. We've partnered with DestinationDraft.com, who have helped facilitate easy draft for fantasy sports, no matter the sport. Golf, baseball, or even if you want to get prepared for next year's football, these are the guys. We wouldn't have a sponsor we didn't believe in, and let me tell you what, we believe in these guys. Not only do they have all the accessories you may need to help streamline your fantasy draft for the upcoming seasons, but they also have hilarious merch to help you show off your fandom of your favorite teams. That means even guys like Pierce can get witty Rockies gear since he's the newest member of the bandwagon, as well as get all the necessary gear for his smoothly hosted fantasy baseball draft this year. So go over to DestinationDraft.com and check out how they can help you out as well. That's DestinationDraft.com. Again, that's DestinationDraft.com. Thanks again, guys, for your support and supplying the beer for the week.
Loud and Obnoxious is your host, Kip Wilson, as always. Brought to you, presented by HashSports.com. Go check us out, see the merch, buy it. Give us, rate us, subscribe us. Give us 5 stars and a nice little review. Tell us what we can do better. As always, this week I have my co-host, my right-hand man, Phil. How are we, Phil?
I'm doing great. About to go to NOLA on Friday. Gonna action-packed 10 days there. Jazz Fest. No Pels playoffs and some Zurich Classic.
Yep. So we're gonna have Hash Sports on the ground. He'll be taking over some point of social media times of the week. So hopefully we'll see a little golf. Maybe see some seats in the stadium. It says it on your signature on the website that if the Pels are ever in a playoff game meaningful, that you would be there. So I guess you're making good on your word.
Well, I wrote that when I lived in New Orleans, which I no longer do.
But you're about to make good on your word.
You're
so
about to be
fair.
There during the game. You're obligated to fucking go.
Yeah. Obligated.
Have to. I mean, if it's on only, your social media, only if you have to do it.
Only if it's a weekday. I mean, I'm busy on the weekends.
Yeah.
Understandable.
That's so weird.
Can't you look at the schedule? I mean, it's the NBA playoffs. It already says when the game's
on. Internet, but that just shows Phil's fan.
Yeah,
so
we could find out really easy.
No, I didn't think the second round schedule would be set.
The finals are already set.
I guess it depends.
Well, I think the finals are set.
Because they're waiting on Golden State, so he is waiting.
Oh, their series isn't over?
No,
they're playing tonight.
Oh, so there are no games. And if they lose...
They'll start Friday and then maybe play
Sunday.
That's
what I was wondering.
Be Tuesday, Thursday, or Wednesday, Friday next week in Jazz.
Oh, yeah, they're all week.
I was wondering if...
So he'll make a game.
A game.
That's why I was wondering if Golden State lost on purpose so that they could get more time for Curry to get ready. And
I read a fun fact that you say that. Someone told me that, or it was on Twitter, obviously, but they make a certain amount of money for playing.
$3.5 million.
Yeah, just for making sure to have a home game. What if they're giving like a little slice of that pie to like Curry? They're like, hey, or not.
What if they make a game at home?
An extra
an extra home playoff game. The owners net $3.5 million more.
Wow.
What if they're like, Kurt, we'll give you $500,000 if
that's illegal. You can't do shit like that.
Yeah, they don't
say it. Everyone's just clean and
yeah,
as a
they
lesson.
Don't. I forgot
dude,
about that.
They just don't say it.
Yeah,
that's pretty fucking man. Yeah.
That's a lot of money. And if you look at, I get it. San Antonio
new arena
for Pop and not being swept. They have respect for themselves. But, I mean, Manu playing out of his mind and all that jazz, that had to happen for them to win. I don't see it happening again.
They had to be not trying to let 50-year-old Manu Ginobili beat them.
Yeah.
Holy shit, man.
We'll dive into that. I don't know if we mentioned Pierce is here as well. That's Pierce over there on the one.
Okay, yeah, so full disclosure.
He's here.
Yeah, I'm here.
I wanted to give you the introduction.
Well, so I was going to tell them what actually happened 20 minutes ago, but I mean, we don't have to if you don't
want to. Oh, you know that. Yeah.
So we started this whole podcast 20 minutes ago.
And probably like 40 minutes ago.
Fucking mic on. So I finally noticed after going from Twitter over to the app to notice that Pierce's mic wasn't registered.
I wouldn't
start the fuck over.
And I'm the one that spikes, y'all. So like when it's flat and I'm talking, there's something wrong.
You can see it now and it's like beating like a heart. So yeah. It's good to see. Let's see y'all. So thank y'all for coming back. Pierce, let's cue the music and start the party. All right, all right, all right.
Sorry, but you know, I'm actually pretty proud of us for catching that, you know, 20 minutes into rather than throwing the episode out on the air. And
well, I would probably would have seen that immediately, but yeah, that goes for Skips paying attention.
It's still
over
an
there.
Improvement on our, you know.
It is good, though. No,
at least we called it early. We called it 10 minutes in and not 40 minutes in. That would have driven me crazy
it
because
is.
Then we'd have just gone probably a week without an episode.
Oh, yeah. I wanted like, to. I didn't say it out loud, but I wanted to quit. Once that happened, I was like, all right, so we'll get them next week, y'all.
You were just hoping we'd be like,
I really thought Phil was going to be ready to go.
Minutes isn't too bad. No, so we started
it was at least 15.
Yeah,
whatever.
I think it was like 15 because
but it doesn't matter. I don't even remember what we talked
it
about.
It was some wasted content, so, and a lot of it was good stuff about me.
Yeah. Y'all missed it. It was all firing about Phil. So
it was.
It's so fitting that it didn't come back around the second time. I'm glad you brought that
up. Yeah, that is funny because I said this was going to be a reverse picking on Phil episode where it was going to be a praise Phil episode because he's such a baller on the song. Softball field.
That's so
I said that. Okay, so I got that back
thank
in.
Thank you.
All right.
That
all
was
right,
the harmless
right.
plug. I like yeah, how you yeah. did that. You're like, oh shucks, I forgot about that part where y'all are talking positive about
yeah,
me.
Yeah, but we totally
same
were.
Time, it's quite the anomaly, so we need to get those times in when they are in fact.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's
yeah.
why I mean I brought it up.
Yeah.
Of course.
I'm with you.
Like there was other great content missed, but I you know, I just had to bring
hey, y'all.
My the content about me.
Hey y'all, Phil's really good at softball. This guy's like fucking Babe Ruth. he catches everything at
cigarettes,
first base.
Hot dogs, and home runs.
like it's fucking great, man. Like this dude, seriously. And then the skills at first are just amazing too. This is gonna be a praise Phil episode. The Pels are on fire.
We'll
He's
see,
getting to go
you know
home.
How this usually goes. If he has a big head, things fall down. So it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, but he can't fuck up softball. I mean, maybe the Pelicans are fucked, but like
that is true. But I've never seen anything like this. So this we're in uncharted waters.
Friends in Noel, you may want to stay away from me while I'm in town.
Yeah, who knows what's going on?
Unless he's
energy.
At Harrah's. If he's at Harrah's, go to the strip club. Excuse me, go to Harrah's and then
go
the strip
sit
club.
Next to me at the table.
Okay, yeah. Well, A number one, you have to at least go to the casino and see.
Buy
if
some scratchers
like some luck.
When, and a daiquiri when you come into town, just on the way in.
Check
for the
it
drive.
Out.
Scratch off some numbers, see what happens, you know, mm-hmm. test the waters.
If you
see
win
if
anything,
it works across state lines.
Anything at all, you go to Harrah's and you know, press your luck a little bit more. Just go play some roulette, maybe.
And then the pinheads.
I don't know, maybe learn how to play craps. I've always wanted
craps
to really know
the,
how to play
it's
craps.
The best one
it's
play.
The
it's
game to play.
And it's fun. It's also one of those games where you're playing with other people because like everyone makes money. Like, you know, even if you shadow bet, which is how I learned how to do it, and then someone's like, all right, pick up, Skippy, here we go. And then you're like, next thing you know, you're like, why are these people paying me? Don't fucking worry about it. Just keep riding.
Keep rolling the fucking dice, dude.
Whereas,
like,
I understand everyone's playing together in blackjack, but you can still fuck up someone's hand on your own. Whereas it's the luck of the dice. No one's going to blame you for doing something crazy unless you say shit. So it's a very team atmosphere. It's a lot more
I've
fun
never
when
seen,
you're playing with a full team. Like
have you
table.
Ever seen a craps table where people were not having fun? I mean, maybe some guy just
it's
lost
rare,
a bunch of money.
But it's definitely not in the commercials.
But like most, no. Just anytime you're in there, you always hear these like random yells, and they always come from the craps table. Like people are always having a great fucking time.
It does seem like it's the most and lively like, because they all get on the same. Like it's like everyone's on the same team because like if you make money, odds are seven people also made it. And the longer this one person rolls and makes people money, it's a fantastic.
Yeah,
game.
And then they make you some money, and then like
yeah, it kind of all goes around.
It
someone has a hot
around.
Hand.
It's fucking dude, shit. I just don't know how to play.
I was
stupid.
I was in Vegas once with it was actually like more like a family
test
family trip, and we were. At a craps table with Gavin Maloof, and you can imagine the money that this guy had on the table.
That's the owner of the Kings,
former owners. They actually
and like the
they own. Yeah, I think they went out of business though, right?
I think the Palms is still open.
But no, they
that's our resident. I mean, he's Vegas.
They're minority owners of the Vegas hockey team. They're actually the
controlling owners?
Yeah, they make all the decisions.
Yeah, nice. They still got some fucking bread.
So anyway, he was winning some fucking serious cash in the it was fucking wild. It was a party at that craps table.
God damn right, dude. I mean, if you got a bunch of money to piss away, might as well.
I think my grandfather was gambling with him too, and he was obviously reaping the benefits.
Yeah.
Gotta
bet big to win big, you know what I'm saying?
Not necessarily, but yes, in that instance, that's probably a fun table. It'd be a fun table to look in on. Be like, you know what? I can't stand with y'all, but it's cool to watch. So that would be nuts.
No, actually, you know what? I was only like 18 or 19 at the time.
You rebel? Were you gambling?
Well,
can you be 18
I
and
was,
gamble?
Well,
or do you have to be 21?
No, I couldn't, and I was.
Okay. You have to be 21.
Because like Gavin Maloof said I could or something. They wasn't known that I was underage. And then my dad accidentally told the dealer that I was underage, and the dealer was like, fuck it.
He's like, I'm going to let that slide because I'm going to get a lot bigger if y'all don't hate me.
Yeah.
That the least of their worries is this little kid who's probably betting single hand, you know, or whatever, single chip when they're betting like six, you know. But that's still awesome as fuck.
Yeah.
You know? And I think tune into the website. I bet you Phil's going to have a couple more stories for us in the coming weeks, especially with the Pelicans kind of going through pretty easily.
I mean,
as well as other stories that are coming as well. But yeah, let's talk about your pals. It's a Build Phil night. It's all Phil all
this
the
is,
time.
God, I got to think of a good
this
Phil.
This doesn't happen often, so let's take advantage
title.
Of it. Your boys just swept Portland, a team that's first round regulars. That was a pretty impressive play from Anthony Davis and Meritich, and your guard play was fantastic.
Drew was out of his fucking mind. I mean,
on first name basis is like that. So do you call him Drew? You don't call him like the brow?
Yeah, Drew. I mean, that's
Drew Holiday.
Oh, okay. I was like, who are you talking
Anthony
about?
Davis? Where would
I was
you
like,
get
Drew Holiday? Right? Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, who are you talking about?
You said y'all had fantastic guard play. And I was like, Drew was playing out of his fucking
I don't think
mind.
He even knew who your guards were when he said that.
I was like, wait, timeout. What?
He was just thinking, like,
I was still going on. Yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Rondo.
Dude, I'm fucking shocked at that series. I mean, you know, they were basically 3-6. Who gives a shit? They're, you know, they're all the same record. But every single analyst picked
the Blazers. ESPN didn't have a good showing in that one.
Yeah.
Shocker.
But at the same time, how does, like,
pick?
We don't know anything about basketball, so we don't claim to know anything. You even said it at 2-0. You're like, I'm not holding my breath, or I'm not going to say anything. I don't want to jinx us. But at the same time, that was pretty dominant. Yeah, like Anthony Davis, they could go beat Golden State. I mean, I very well think that.
We played the way we did that series, no doubt. I mean, dude, Drew Holiday, talking about his offense, his defense, he shut down Lillard.
See, I didn't watch your games because they were like 9:45 at night, so I was well done by that point. But at the same time, like stopping Lillard and then, what is it, CJ McCollum?
Yeah. He had a few big games, but like Lillard,
they didn't win anything. They didn't win a single game. You got to feel confident going into whenever the second round starts.
The only game they were really well, the first two games in Portland were close. The first game in New Orleans is a freaking blowout, and then they had a chance in game four, but they showed some good fight. I'll give them credit for that. But
no one gets in front of Phil in the second round of the playoffs. Here we go.
That was the Pelicans' first playoffs. Well, Pelicans / Hornets. First playoff series win in like 10 years.
So how many times I guess Chris Paul and them went a couple times when he was down there.
We almost went to the Western Conference Finals with them. We had game 7
with the Spurs
in the second round of the Spurs in New Orleans.
Memphis did that a couple times as well, I think.
Yeah.
They always kind of like everyone kind of knocks on that door but couldn't get through technically, I guess.
We had home game at 7 in New Orleans, and Every the home team won every game that series, and we fucking blew it. Classic.
Classic.
Classic Phil. Well, hopefully y'all do well so we have something more to talk about, because we obviously don't keep up with too much basketball except for when we have people on the list. So let's talk about those two guys. We have Carmelo, for those can't remember. I think he's number 7 on the list. And then LBJ, and I don't mean the president that killed Kennedy. I think LeBron's at 4.
He should be number 1.
One, two, three.
No, Butch was number 1.
We've taken off a lot of folks.
Melon's at 5, but I mean, I didn't really have it.
That was just on order.
It was just kind of an order they were added. It's not like a ranking.
Right.
Like
but how many have we already taken care of? Like Phil's added, got an anchor. Or Phil, the list has struck Phil.
Yeah.
The list struck Butch.
Aaron Rodgers.
It got Aaron Rodgers.
Lamus. I mean, Lamus is pretty much done, y'all. I think Lamus has like another year left as a starter. Then people are going to be like, okay, this guy fucking sucks. Yeah.
And we'll talk about the NFL draft, but I don't think they'll be going after quarterback. But I mean,
Grayson Allen.
Grayson.
What happened to Duke?
They got beat by Kansas, and he missed the shot at the buzzer to win.
Yeah. Pretty much got you, Grayson. Suck a dick.
And
Carmelo.
And then we got Mello. So we have two guys in the playoffs since they've been added to the list. They have never been on the list for a playoff series. So everything predating this is irrelevant.
And we already set the rules for LeBron. The threshold for LeBron is not making the NBA final.
Right. Yeah.
That's all it is
for
LeBron.
I was the only one to call that the Cavs would not make the NBA finals.
And we guarantee. I still guarantee.
I still do, too.
I think you can get pretty good odds on them, despite the fact that they should be down 3-1.
They should be.
I mean, those refs, single-handedly, they're like, whoa.
Shoulda, coulda, fucking woulda.
We could single-handedly change this game by just giving the free throws to the guy that actually was the egregious person at the last second play. And then you're talking about a 2 free throws and the ball. I mean, that changes the outcome of the game. Or you could have let it just be a game and not done anything and called it a jump ball. But they chose to get in there. It's gotten a little feisty.
Lance Stephenson, y'all.
That
dude truly knows how to get under LeBron's skin.
And he did it to the other dude. Who was the guy that... Whoever got the, I guess, Jeff Green. That's who it was. Who got into...
I mean, he can get in there under anybody's skin.
No, I'm saying he was the one at the end of the play with Lance Stephenson. So it seems like he's done it before, so it's nothing new to see, but at the same time, I don't see how you just keep letting him get on your skin like that. And then you have, I guess, Oladipo going off.
Why does LeBron James let anybody? You're fucking LeBron James. Like,
just
Michael
run past
Jordan
them.
Let people get under his skin.
You're it's much like, better. Yeah.
Dude, but when somebody needles you, it's hard.
Hey, what if I told you that they may not even make the... I mean, they obviously may not win this series, but they still have to go 2 more rounds before they get, you know...
Right, and who will they have to play? The Sixers are the only team that could give them
a... The Celtics?
Fuck that.
It's LeBron versus...
They'll play the Sixers in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, because they're about 3-4, so they're on the opposite sides.
Yeah, they're on opposite sides, so...
But yeah, as we...
That's what they got to worry about. And I mean, you know... Sixers aren't unbeatable.
No, I mean
they're young.
They're kids.
One guy can take out a lot, like chop off a leg or two in that regard. And LeBron could be that dude. Like Dwayne Wade did it one game, and that's how they lost.
I really like Embiid.
LeBron
though.
Could do it easily.
Embiid
is
cool.
He talks a lot of shit.
He's funny.
Embiid. I like Embiid.
Yeah, he's a very entertaining person. Like even if he's not the best player on the team, he still is number 3 in sales of jerseys. And
he
like,
is the best player on the team. Maybe
dude, he's fucking.
I don't
awesome.
Know. Ben Simmons keeps impressing me. I think that guy's pretty fucking filthy.
Ben Simmons will probably be the best player on the team, but right now I think
it's
when Embiid
draining threes at like 7 whatever and. Pretty actively.
When that guy's healthy,
that's a bit. But you can't just pretend like he's not. Like he's not an 82-game guy. So that is one thing you have to reconsider.
That's what everybody.
That is a thing though. Like you can't just be like, well, that doesn't count if he was to play a full season. But the problem.
Well,
is
they didn't purposely sit him for games this year, did they?
Yes, they did. He didn't play the second nights of back to backs on.
Yeah, they're still treating him like he said he's sick of being fucking babied. So I think next year you're gonna see him. Play
if
you
he
know,
can get through the playoffs without getting hurt again. I mean,
well, look, him breaking his face, that's not his fucking fault.
True,
I mean,
true.
That's
but it's
that's just some bad luck.
Most of the time, it is. It's not ever his fault. It's not like he's like on a motorcycle like Jay Williams. Shout out Jay Williams if you want to come on the podcast, defend yourself.
What's it called? Yeah, fault was probably the worst way of putting it to set you up for that smart ass answer.
I get it.
But yeah, you know what I mean.
Yep. So Pierce is wrong, but it's not a big deal.
Yeah, there you go. Just say it like that.
But at the same time, yes, the West is still going to be hard. I think Cleveland could easily run through the East. I don't know if the Pels are going to run through the
easily. West. Philly's going to take them to 6. They're going to make LeBron sweat.
Well, do you think, I guess Indiana's in a 2 of 3, but they could easily win in Cleveland.
2 of 3, no, it's all best of 7 now.
I know.
But yeah, but that's just what's left.
Oh, right.
But that's just what I was thinking. They can very well win in Cleveland. LeBron has to shoot. He started out like 8 for 9 the other night. you know, in the first fucking quarter.
But they got to win two. And
I mean, LeBron has to have 40 points a night, and his team has to play well for them to win. They can't have a streaker for 30 points like the white dude for Indiana. The guy whose name is like Bogdanovich.
Yeah, I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, yeah. So I couldn't either. We're not NBA guys.
1 minute of Pacers basketball.
But we're gonna keep cheering against not only LeBron but also Melo, who's getting rocked by the Utah Jazz.
By the fucking Jazz.
That's hilarious.
God, and they're so out of that series too.
Quinn's our boy.
Yeah, if we had a good list, Quinn would be fucking on it.
He looks like a great like.
Dude, he looks
villain.
He's
he could be in any he's Batman
still so
movie.
Great. He's still crushing guy. A ton of blow. He's
got to
be
the next.
Yeah, dude, you don't just quit.
You like, probably you have some cartel connect up in Utah. I mean, you have to be very secretive about it.
He's got somebody running it in from Mexico or.
I mean, he looked
somewhere.
Drunk, like, giving an interview a couple nights ago.
He looked, like, strung out on the sideline last night. Like, he hadn't slept in four fucking days.
That is true. He looks like that. That's just his normal general disposition.
Yeah,
he just kind of goes around like that.
Yeah, I think he permanently looks like that from just years. Fuck, man.
He doesn't help himself.
So many people are hitting home runs. It's fucking pissing me off. But anyway.
He doesn't help himself.
He doesn't.
Sweating like a bulldog out there and yelling and freaking out. I mean, he would probably run with those guys up and down the court.
But Quinn, you're our
boy. I just don't understand how the Jazz are good. I mean, that Mitchell dude's great, but like, I don't know anyone else on that team.
It's like that committee defender. Of white guys. It's the most Utah thing ever.
Yeah.
Like, what is it? If they still had Gordon, well, I guess maybe he wouldn't have broke his foot. I don't really know how that works.
That's a crazy what if. That
I don't really know how that works, but.
I'm sure Gordon will be fine in the future. Boston will probably meet.
No, but he's just saying, what if just the Jets
still had him?
I'm sure. I mean, they would probably like to have him, but I'm sure he'll be.
They'd be pretty scary.
Boston.
I'm just saying, right now, this minute, if they had Gordon Hayward on there.
What if they had Michael Jordan? That'd be cool.
I
thought we were just talking about this minute. So.
Back to that series, though.
Jordan, yeah, some guy that's 70.
Carmelo,
same thing as a guy that played on their team last year. Great analogy.
But you can say what ifs about anybody.
Great.
Right? I don't think Utah is going to beat Houston next series, no matter if they have him or not.
No.
And I don't know. I don't think New Orleans is likely to beat Golden State, especially.
No.
Do we think Steph's playing?
I think he'll play for sure. He may not start the series, but if New Orleans steals Game One, I think he'll like come back for sure. And I think he'll probably come back at 75 or 80% if they feel like they're in trouble.
Well, there's a couple things about that. I don't know how injured he is. So I don't know how quickly he can come back. But, yeah, it's a fair assumption. Like, if you're in deep shit, you want your best player out there even at 60 or 70%, I would hope. They would want to be out there. I guess, you know, if they're hockey tough, like basketball players claim to be, then maybe he wants to be out there, so they should be.
Well, they're definitely not that.
He's not hockey tough.
Yeah, he's a little girl, Skip. Well, I like Steph, though.
I mean, but I guess you have it by committee over there. Can Draymond hold up against Anthony Davis? I guess you put whoever the fuck's Gortat. I guess you have JaVale McGee, but they also have the big white guy from Utah.
JaVale McGee. He's great.
No, Bogut's long gone.
Oh, is he?
Long gone.
I don't ever watch West Coast basketball.
It's that dude that fell on that's really cheap. He's the foreign player that
the Turkish guy?
Yeah.
Zaza Pachulia.
Yeah.
That's right. I knew it was one of those white guys down there.
He tried to like break Westbrook's ankle or something.
At the same time, I'm okay with, you know, Westbrook seems to be, he's all about that stat sheet. He's not about that team win.
No.
And so you
he's
can
the new Allen Iverson, in my opinion. I mean, he's better and does more, but like Iverson would score 30 a night, but he would also be like 12 of 36 for shooting.
That's that's the best analogy I've ever heard. Maybe 60. Not. And they do play the ball the same way. They attack the goal and things of that nature. So that's actually a perfect analogy. Obviously, size difference is a little bit different.
Russ, yeah. He's got more ups.
Yeah.
And like his team will make the playoffs, but.
He made the finals and loses. Yeah. And I think Oklahoma City, haven't they done that? Once.
Well, with him, they made the playoffs last year, and then they made the playoffs and then lost in the first round. They're going to lose in the first round this year when they were supposed to compete with Golden State. And if Paul George goes back, he's a fucking fool. Well, not really, because he can get more money. But
and then what about Melo? So he's
Melo
on the list.
Should retire.
So he's kind of in a pickle.
Retire.
Get rid of fucking Melo. Man, we said that was a terrible signing from the start.
Yeah, we actually, that's the best part about having a podcast where we put it on the internet is when we are right, we can go back and kind of give us our
We were never proof. On board for Melo. Ever working out there.
He's a team killer.
He's the worst. I mean, look at the Knicks. Look how good they were. Did Porzingis get hurt?
Yeah, Porzingis towards ACL.
Yeah, remember that was the LeBron curse of all stars.
They
yeah.
were like in play, like, you know, early first half of the season. Like, they were in.
Oh, the Knicks would have made the playoffs. Yeah. Like,
now. Yeah, I wonder where I mean, they look like they need a little help, though. They've still had stupidity all around. Tim Hardaway got paid for no fucking reason. And that crazy signing situation they had 2 years ago with everyone going out and getting paid from everyone from Timothy Mozgov to. Whomever the fuck, I don't even. Jakeem Noah got paid brutal dollars to go to fucking New York. I mean, they're just eating big contracts left and right. So I don't know what they have to do. They have to draft well, but
to what we were talking about, Boogie Cousins is another thing about the Pelicans not offering him the max. Is I read that the rest of the NBA, there's not a whole lot of money. Like everybody's only going for. The big, you know, like the LeBrons.
Go for the cap,
and
the max
then,
guy.
Like, everybody else doesn't have the kind of money where they could, you know, because, yeah, Cousins, if he was healthy, is a sure thing, but are you going to give max money to a guy who coming off Achilles injury?
280-pound dude.
And when, like, that will hamstring you, like, not be on
That's like Porzingis is going to have that conversation later. Why don't
you? No, he's an ACL, dude. He's
I'm talking about being a big guy. I mean, you don't even know how they heal, but at the same time, yeah, I don't know if the market's there for Boogie this offseason, especially coming off the injury. You may just have to sign a smaller contract with maybe a highly incentivized contract with New Orleans. Be like, if I do All-Star game like he was already chosen to before he got cursed by LeBron. I mean, he deserves credit for playing well, and he's not like he's ever gotten in trouble. It's just like he's always been a me-first guy.
No, he's gotten in trouble.
I don't think all...
Not like legally.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
suspended.
Everyone gets
locker room killer himself.
Technicals are pretty bad as well. I think he gets suspended for those on a regular basis.
I mean, technicals all the fucking time.
But, you know... Sometimes it helps somebody and sometimes it doesn't. But well, I guess we'll see how good y'all are next year and how far you can push it.
I just think you spend that money better. Anthony Davis can play center and just be fine.
Well, he is playing center right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right now, y'all are so good. It's great.
Dude, Anthony
Mirotic
really
has been. I didn't really know much about him.
Yeah,
and like,
pay him.
I was like, big whoop. We got Mirotic.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to save our season. And
yeah, and it kind of might have. Did.
Balling,
he's been killing it.
Balling.
Pay that guy. Let Boogie walk.
I don't know. I guess
Will Barton.
Does he shoot from the three or is he a down low guy? I know
he's
rather
both.
Big guy.
But he shoots the three. He honestly, you know, Peja was a Hornet when the Hornets were in New Orleans. He reminds me a lot of Peja. And
God, he was awesome.
We had a lot of success. We had a lot of success with Peja on the Hornets.
Was that the Chris Paul season?
Yeah,
those were pretty neat jerseys. I mean, they kind of gave you the. I guess were they green with a little pinstripe of purple?
Uh huh.
I think maybe that was also the Charlotte ones with Larry Johnson back in the days. Those would be pretty neat jerseys, like the My Brother and Me from the TV show growing up. That's cool. Yeah, so the playoffs are going to be pretty fucking interesting, I guess, for you especially. But
yeah.
I don't really have a dog in the fight, and it seems like it's a two-dog race in the West. So it's going to be good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Looks
thank
like
you.
It's a tough mountain uphill.
You know, I'm just happy we won. I'm happy as is.
Fuck Alvin Gentry, worst coach in the NBA history.
I'm
this guy's
not,
a fucking.
I'm still not willing to give
I'm
him
glad we
shit.
I wasn't sure if we were just going to get let Phil
guy's
walk away.
Just
I'm
a
still
piece
not willing
shit.
To give him credit.
What if he gets, like, Coach of the Year for this run?
What if they beat Golden State? They get to the Western Conference. Alvin Gentry's Coach of the Year.
Draws
gets like
up a play to hit a shot.
Lifetime deal in New Orleans.
Coach of the Year is a regular season award. You don't get it for playoffs.
Well, I mean, he did more with less.
He can still get the contract, though. The contract is way.
Phil with
well, I think we did pick up his option for next year.
I'm talking, like, a lifetime deal after you
fuck
get to
that.
The finals.
He's never won a playoff series. Dude. People were probably wondering if they should ship your
when
team
you have
to Seattle.
When you have a top five player in the NBA and Drew Holiday playing out their minds, It doesn't matter who your coach is.
You're not bumped into Rondo any credit.
Rondo, yeah, I'm sorry, Rondo. Rondo's
if I bumped into Drew Holiday at an ATM or at the grocery store, I would not have a clue who he was.
He'd be like,
but Rondo would because that's a big name, and he's played out of his
guard. He would because Drew Holiday would be like towering over you, even though he's a guard.
He's at 6'3". Yeah, so I mean, but I wouldn't know who he is. So it's like it's an emergence of like. Everyone's kind of picked up some slack for your boy Boogie. So.
Absolutely.
Boogie.
See how far it runs. And same, when thinking about guys like that, I'm watching Philly and I wonder how far these guys are going
to
get.
See, I want Boogie to hit the market and for the Nuggets to make that terrible mistake again on the max deal.
They're so bad.
It'd be so great to have Boogie here.
I don't think they have the money
to go. He'd love it too.
I don't think they have the money to go after him.
Oh, they could totally just cut everybody and get Boogie.
That was a terrible signing.
Y'all don't take that for word. We're not actually serious. There's no way you can just cut everybody. They just traded everybody for stupid veterans that don't even pay off. So this would just be another one. It could be very likely.
They just cut all those losers. Devin Harris, bye. That guy's not coming
back.
That
was a terrible trade.
They traded for him.
I know.
What the fuck? Like, you needed veteran experience from a guy that was like a rookie on the Dallas team that won 12 years ago? That's what you fucking need? That's what's going to get you through?
That was
I don't know who's running the show here, but they're an idiot.
Yeah.
Hey, whoever runs the Nuggets, come on the podcast and get blasted.
Yeah. I know you're listening.
Because you're terrible at your job.
Well, let's talk about a team that did perform for the Colorado, flag, and that was the Avalanche. They looked pretty good.
Lanch.
I mean, I think we talked about it on the last.
No, we talked about it on the one.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
We,
remember,
that
so
we
if we
embraced.
Think we're doubling up, we may double up. We're stoned as shit. Yeah. We've re-recorded this now because
who knows?
Pierce is a fucktard. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Avalanche have been doing well. Did you turn it off again?
No, I'm kidding. I've been waiting to do that for a long time now.
I've been on the internet, so.
I was going to sell it a lot more, but you started looking at it, so.
I'm trying to get this over with. What's it called?
But Avs, they're done.
Yeah.
Youngest team in hockey, though.
Valiant effort.
Great run. So I think
playoff experience,
playing with the house's money as well. You know, I mean, a playoff experience, I feel, would be a series win and then losing. But at least it's nice to get your feet wet.
Get that playoff atmosphere.
Before y'all were here, they weren't bad. Patrick Waugh had one good season and like they made the playoffs and then they just were shit. Like when I got here. And the second time, like they've just been garbage. So like, it's not like it's a regular for them to be good in the last 5 years. Some of these guys have played on this team, but they are the youngest team in the league.
It would have been sweet if Patrick Waugh could have been
the coach,
a good had success with them.
And I feel like when he got fired, he kind of like snuck out like late at night in the middle of like a Friday. Like it was very like hush hush. No one ever talked about it. So it wasn't ever in the news, but I mean, are you friends with Sakic if he fires you? That's a hypothetical. If your buddy fires you,
dude, you can't be mad when you're not winning. Like
if you're not good at your job,
yeah. Like when you're not winning games, you can't be like, "Hey, man, we're friends. Because let's keep sucking together."
But, I mean, he had what 3 years, and he was in the playoffs once. I mean, so it's like, and now and then you had to suck at the first year of Jared Bednar.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's his name. What's it called? And he's in his second year now and gets playoffs. So, and going from 48 points to however many, what was it, 80-something that we had to get into the playoffs. It was great, especially winning late without Johnson and Varley in the goal. And we ended with our third-string goalie. He won a game on the road. That's something to hang your hat on, I guess. But that's going to kind of ruin hockey for us this season. We're going to have a couple things we can cheer about. We got Pierce's Vegas Knights.
I'm cheering for them too. I mean, who wouldn't want an expansion team to win the fucking
to win
cup?
It all?
What if I told you that this was all based off the same theory of the Houston Hurricane Astros winning because of the Vegas donating or giving the season to those people from the massacre? What if the Vegas wins it for the people, and it just goes down as one of those crazy stories of an expansion team just going out and winning the whole fucking thing?
Yeah, man, shit.
Could they beat Nashville?
Why don't y'all win the whole damn thing? I mean, they're pretty good, you know? Like, they've been pretty unstoppable all year. Play the Sharks. Sharks also swept. So, you know. But I think they beat them 3 of 4 during the season, so they're probably going to kick their ass.
Sweeps aren't very common in hockey playoffs.
Peeps be saying the Jets are good.
Winnipeg,
I've been hearing the Jets
good.
Are good.
They are good.
I hear their building's crazy loud. Crazy loud.
I think all those Canadians, they really
Canada.
They say, you know how they're always very like quiet and reserved as opposed to me and Pierce on this podcast.
Yeah, that building's loud as fuck.
They
best,
seem
dude.
Like let it all out. Like if you have any aggression, you can go out there and you can say the F word in Canada if you're in a hockey rink.
And just like, you just scream.
But they'll probably say sorry at the end. You know, like, oh, my bad. But yeah, so Toronto.
Sorry, buddy.
They're playing game 7 against Boston, thinking of hockey.
Intense.
That's in Boston. And
game
then,
7,
guess,
hockey.
Pittsburgh be and the Caps. We cursed them, Phil.
It's Caps year.
We said last week, I guess, before this
it's
went to broadcast.
It's supposed to happen against the Penguins, though. I mean, Sidney Crosby needs to ruin their lives yet once again.
God, do you think if there's actually like, I don't ever think there's a true Capitals fan out there. And as we look, Pierce is wearing the Caps hat. But like, I don't think there's actually like folks that live and breathe Alex Ovechkin. You know, like that's not like that can't be your bread and butter. And if it is, I hope that Sidney Crosby is haunting your life because that's fucking hilarious. I guess Pierce, do you follow the Caps?
No, I don't follow the Caps very much, Skip.
Okay.
I mean, they're great. Ovechkin's great. He's pretty awesome. But other than that, like, no, I'm not. I'm just like Skins.
Okay.
Skins.
So,
it's not a DC thing. It's just.
Just a Skins thing. Like the Wizards. I could never like a team name the Wizards.
What if they were the Washington Bullets?
They were the Bullets? I'd probably be on board. If they were the Bullets, I probably would have been on board for like all DC teams.
Then you could have jumped on with Bryce Harper and the flow. Surrender to the flow.
Oh, shit. I always forget about the Nationals.
Oh, if you want to surrender to the flow, maybe we should.
I don't know. I take that back. I don't know if I. Yeah, I probably would have done that because I wouldn't have been cheering for the Nats. I don't know. Maybe I would have, though.
Strasburg, and then you have Scherzer. And we'll talk baseball later on. But
maybe at that point.
You were talking about Washington teams. Let's go ahead and talk a little NFL draft. It starts by the time these folks are listening to this. It's probably Thursday, maybe Friday. Hell, it may even be after the NFL draft. But let's talk about our teams, what we expect, what y'all think is going
to
happen.
Bunch of people are about to make a lot of mistakes drafting these quarterbacks.
Who do you think is going first?
I don't know. They're all terrible. They're all busts. Josh Rosen, give me a fucking break. Josh Allen. I still say Darnold's the best of all of them.
Josh Allen, I heard some stat, like, even in high school, didn't complete, like, only completed, like, 55% of his passes.
Yeah.
So when you're in high school, in college, playing shit teams and throwing 55% completion percentage, Why, you can throw the ball 60, 70 yards. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, who cares? Like, no one cares.
And I think I saw a stat earlier today. They said that 94% of the passes, this is also on Twitter, so take that for what it's worth, but 94% of passes last year were thrown between 0 and 19 yards, while only 6% were 20 yards and further. And when they ranked the top five, you know, those four dudes that they're kind of ranking all right there, 1, 2, 3, 4, and mate, like in the top five picks, Allen is has the worst completion percentage from 0 to 19 yards.
Yeah, so. Josh Allen's fucking trash. I know that much.
Oh, well,
sorry about that.
I mean, fuck the quarterbacks. That's all anybody talks
Saquon
about.
Saquon Barkley's best player in the draft.
Well, I don't think that's any. No one's arguing that he is easily the best player in the draft, but he plays a different role than the quarterback, and so all these players, these. Quarterbacks either need to be taken or these teams need a quarterback because otherwise they're fucking shit out of luck.
If I had the first pick, I'd take Saquon. It's not even a question.
I can't believe that you're not a GM. That just blows my mind.
Yeah.
Here we are.
I mean,
sitting in the studio.
Yet, like, four or five people are about to fucking take a quarterback in front of him.
I bet three of them are going to be busts, but I don't know. I mean, is it Trent Richardson
terrible.
That scares the reason for why you don't take a quarterback high in the draft? Or
running what? Back?
Running
yeah.
Back?
I mean, excuse me.
Is that I don't know about
everybody?
That.
You can't let past mistakes haunt you, because then if they let past mistakes haunt them, then they would steer clear of a quarterback.
Man, that's like the whole theme on Survivor this year. Phil, you should totally be watching.
But yeah, like I agree with you. Like it's interesting, but at the same time, these teams are going through quarterbacks. Like it's left and right. I don't know. Are you burning? I don't know what you're burning.
Yeah,
for.
Just wait a year or two, like, and this guy will be a free agent or and not playing for anybody or playing in the developmental league.
But
like
at the
Manziel.
Same time, a running back you can get in the sixth round, like a Kareem Hunt, can go second only or you know third to Fournette and Kamara, who was a third round draft pick. So I mean, he's a little different styled athlete, but at the same time, Fournette, you go seven. You know,
yeah, you don't find those little guys from Toledo every year, Skip.
Believe it or not, I could actually see the Saints.
May Deion Lewis is kind of one of those guys as well. I mean, he's a middle
for a minute.
I could see the Saints actually drafting a running back fairly high again this year, just because Mark Ingram is in the last year of his deal, and he's also like 30, 31 years old.
I mean, yeah, I think
so. I don't think we can get, like, we could give him like a 1 or 2 year extension, but like, we can't go give him a 3-4 year deal at that age.
Yeah, I agree. And it's going to be, I often thought y'all were just going to cut him and let him go, and he would go sign like a 2 year deal in like Arizona as a bet, you know, like what Peterson pretty much did, like something random. Emmitt Smith did the same thing. Yeah. Another reason why. But like, you know, go retire and enjoy a couple years of golf as you semi play. But he's stuck around. So, I mean, will he just retire? He could retire as a Saint. I mean, as a running back, you get that tenure, you get that pension, and you've made a fair amount of fucking money. You could just go down as a king in, you know, New Orleans like Drew Brees and...
Well, you know, he'll never get to that status.
No, but like the people that stuck around.
And Deuce will always be.
Deuce. Like, he didn't win the ring, but they gave him the ring. They're like, you are a Saint for life. Yeah. You know, and I think Colston's one of those guys, too. He didn't.
He was on the Super Bowl team.
Yeah, I'm saying, but like, didn't go anywhere else.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, would you, if you're Ingram and you're 31, you're going to try to go get 2 years to go get another ring? Or would you just retire and just be glad you don't have as much CTE?
More money. Just go get paid, you know.
Just go to a D-Wade, go to a quick
just
contract.
Go get what, yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going through his mind, but.
What would you do if you were offered, they're going to cut you, and you could go get 2 years in Baltimore where you're probably going to go 8-8, take a bunch of hits, maybe get injured as you get older, but you get $6-7 million.
I don't know. I mean, he's probably already got CTE, so.
Yeah, but you could do family nest egg. You could go family, you know, like, while I'm gone, I want you to have extra.
Yeah, you've already given up your life for your family, so you might as well just do it more.
That's a morbid conversation we have turned this into, but, yeah, I mean, that's true. Like, I would probably be like, you know what, I'm going to start golfing now while I'm still good. You know, like, let's try to enjoy the 31 mil I got. I haven't been able to smoke weed this whole time I've been playing this goddamn game. I want to get high.
Yeah,
start
right, dude.
Ricky Williams.
They smoke... So the way the NFL system is, if you're not in the drug testing program, the drug testing program...
You only get one?
Starts... for the entire league. Everyone gets tested on 420, actually, believe it or not.
I saw that tweet. And I thought that was interesting.
Did they really? Yeah. That is so funny.
And then the drug testing period ends in August. Well, then the season starts, and unless you're like an offender... You don't get tested.
Yeah.
So these dudes smoke weed all season long.
That's fine. I just meant that as like now he can go do whatever he wants. Pat McAfee seemed to have been starting to smoke a lot of weed and start eating Adderall. It's another thing he enjoyed trying out. He was like, God damn, this is a super drug. I see why it's banned by our sport. And I think there's other people that have gotten in trouble for it.
Adderall's so dumb.
Yeah. It's an interesting.
It's meth.
Yeah, it's it works wonders if you're trying to drive across the country. You pop a 5 milligram Adderall, I can drive through Texas in like 8 fucking hours. So that is what it is. I'll take it when I need it. But yeah, so
it doesn't make me drive any faster.
No, it just makes you drive
through
the
focus.
Yeah, and just let you drive through the middle of the night. Otherwise,
man, how ADD are you, motherfuckers? Dude. God,
it's great. That's how I drive when I go back south. Fantastic. You just go really late at night because there's no traffic. You can get to Dallas by like 6 a.m. It's pretty fantastic.
Pretty fantastic.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Texas, I want to talk about my Cowboys. They're hosting the goddamn draft, and I think we were ripping on them earlier this episode.
No, that was the part that got erased, Skip, how stupid it is. It's in a fucking football stadium. I'm so against this.
And it's also people are traveling from all 50 states. People are traveling because they submitted and were approved to get...
So it's going to be a bunch like of tickets. Fucking dweebs.
It's a bunch of weirdos coming from all over to support their fandom.
Like, I'm here to cheer when this
Alaska?
Guy gets drafted.
Who's draft this guy. Oh, you did it. Boo.
But yay, welcome to the team.
Yeah, so it's
and they're
be...
just going there to boo Roger Goodell.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
you also
want to
be in one of those clips where they're all like, oh, there's the Jets fans that are melting down at the end of it. They always
right,
boo
like, that's who I want to be. I want to be on TV whining about...
Who they just picked at the draft. God.
I can't fathom why. Like, that's
such a level of loser that I can't even comprehend. You know who would even think those people are losers? Are the people that, like, go to comic book conventions. Even they'd be like, God, those people are fucking losers.
So I think that would be about what I would put on the level of. Like, that would be like going to Comic-Con. Like, and maybe not. Yeah, I guess putting a jersey on would be similar to putting on a costume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been to Comic-Con. It seems to be hundreds of thousands of people flock to, like, San Diego and all those other cities that do it, but I mean, shit, that's nuts.
And there's other ones.
I mean, if it was in my hometown, I would go, or in wherever I am. Like, if it's in Denver, I may go out there for a day. I enjoy going.
Would you dress up?
No, dress up, I'd probably wear a Cowboys t-shirt or hat, like you're wearing a hat now. I'd just do something like that. I'd show affinity of some sort.
But I thought you said you're going to Comic-Con.
Oh, no. I was talking about, like, I would go to the draft.
So did I.
Comic-Con, I would not. Yeah. I think they have a Comic-Con here in Denver. I think they do it at the convention center, and I have never attended. So that, I probably won't.
So
I don't see it coming. So
Skip's got a Darth Vader outfit he wears so nobody sees his face.
Fun fact, I've never seen the Star Wars movies.
I think they're trash. I'm not into sci-fi. But I've watched them.
I hadn't seen them until like a few years ago.
I hadn't seen any of the new ones.
I definitely didn't grow up on that shit.
Yeah, which is good. I'm glad that we did it.
All right, I think we've gotten a little off topic. Let's go ahead and get back and get done with
this. It's kind of our thing, Skip.
Yeah, we're never
topic.
Well, shout out to our Rockies. Speaking of the poop sound, they have not been too great at home, at least. Cubs came in town this weekend, beat us pretty handily, and then came left. So
delayed today. It's real shitty weather here in the...
Yeah, after getting
city.
Drummed by San Diego and demoting some pitchers today, I feel like I may have jinxed them. But that's pretty much our baseball wrap-up. We'll kind of bip and bop as the season goes along when things are relevant and shit like that. Last thing, PGA, you'll take care of the Zurich next week. So everyone tune in to Phil. What's your Instagram account?
At Phil Schgray.
There you go. So tune into that on Instagram. He may be posting some stuff on the Hash Sports account or LNO Podcast account. That's at LNO Podcast. At the Hash Sports. So thank y'all for tuning in. We'll see y'all next week. And Hail State.
Who dat? Go Pels.
Rebs.